Good morning, beautiful people. Happy for another day. Welcome back, you guys. I'm very excited for a new day. Today's devotionals are going to be so good. I just want to get right into it because I was so excited. I got home from dropping Madison off at school and I kind of sat and finished my coffee for a little bit and checked my messages and all that kind of stuff, you know, that we do. My phone is like a newspaper in the morning, if you know what I mean. And so I'm sitting here and I just was like, oh my gosh, I got to get my podcast done. And you know what? I went through a little season there where I wasn't being very consistent, but now showing up here every single day and just getting on whether I feel like it or not, I always feel better after I get done with this. Like, it doesn't matter what it is or what day it is. Like, you guys know, I do not pre-read these devotionals before I come live and, record them. I'm literally just opening my book to the next day and I'm reading it with you guys, and I'm just getting something out of it for my own day. And that's why I wanted to do this as well too, so that it could give other people a good way to start the day as well too. So let's read out of the Confident Woman Devotional by Joyce Meyer first. Today's topic says, look to the reward. This is Proverbs 31:18. She tastes and sees that her gain from work with and for God is good. Her lamp goes not out, but it burns on continually through the night of trouble, privation, or sorrow, warning away fear, doubt, and distrust. We all have times in our life when we just feel like giving up. And our woman in Proverbs is no different than the rest of us. However, she tastes and she sees that her gain from work is good. It gives her the strength to persevere in difficult times and continue on in faith. God gave many men and women in the Bible difficult tasks to perform, but he always promised a reward. Looking to that reward helps us form, but he always promised a reward. So looking to the reward helps us form, that he has always promised that reward. What am I doing here? Losing my spot. Looking to the reward helps us endure the difficulty. The Bible states that Jesus, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated in the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. I encourage you today to not to look at merely just your work, but also look at the promise of that reward. Take time to enjoy the fruit of your labor, and you'll be so energized to finish your course. It will also build confidence as you realize that you are worth enjoying the reward of your labors, and it is indeed God's will for you. So the prayer to end this devotional says, Lord, I trust that you will give me a clear understanding of the rewards that you have for me. Help me to see beyond today's challenge to where you are bringing me. Amen. I love it. That was a good one today, you guys. Be proud of your fruits of your labor. All right, let's move on to the Fighting Words devotional by Ellie Holcomb. Scripture today in this book is Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Have you ever gotten your heart into trouble? Maybe letting it dwell on all the right things some days, or letting it lead you to actions that you know that you don't want for your life, but you do them anyways in a moment of exhaustion or weakness. Have you ever had to face the consequences afterwards? That feeling ashamed and distant from God? I know I certainly have. I get my heart into trouble so many days and know firsthand the consequences of sin in my life. So when I read and remember this verse, I'm so grateful for the gift that God gives us. It's not something we deserve or something that we earn, but a gift, life to the full here on this earth and then forever. All because we're in Christ, and all because he's not so distant after all. He's paid the wages for all of our sin and our weak and tired moments, and forever and offers us forever with him in return. Y'all, what a gift. What a promise. What a light for us in these moments when we stumble in the darkness. Isn't it amazing to know that when our heart is in trouble, we can remember? We can remember that the gift that we've been given in the forever future that we have with God. But we can remember that he paid for in full whatever the thing is that we did that is making us feel distant from him. You guys, like, God gave it all. He sacrificed his life for our sins. He promised us this. And I stumble and fall, and maybe today you know what that feels like too. But what if we believed together that God still has a gift for us? He wants you to enjoy today, tomorrow, and for eternity. And it's not just the gift of forgiveness. It's the gift of life, eternal, and brought into our family of God and into the epic story of his love for us and his kingdom that's coming. Fighting to remember this gift of life is so good for my heart today, and I pray that it is for you too. Okay, guys, let's go into the journaling prompts for today. And these journaling prompts, I guess I don't know if I've ever really put this out there, but these journaling prompts are in the Fighting Words devotional. These are not prompts that I just come up with on my own. They're in the devotional. And I love that because I do love journaling. So the fact that I have, you know, this devotional where I read my scripture, it relates it to real life, maybe what I'm going through, and then I have, you know, those couple of journaling prompts at the end to self-reflect on my own life, you know, on what's going on with my own heart and like things that I'm going through. So journal prompts today, you can write them down in your journal, or you can just reflect in your mind and say them to yourself. But what gets your heart into trouble most of these days? And why do you think that that's the case? What consequences are you facing today due to the moments that you've stumbled? And what promise does this verse speak over those decisions and consequences? How does it feel to know that life in God is something the Lord wants you to experience, not just in eternity, but also today? All right, you guys, the prayer to end today's devotional. Thank you guys so much for being here. It means so much to me. And I really, really hope that there's someone out there that is just like, this is what is helping me get through my days. You know, it's a really hard, cold, cruel world out there right now. And we need Jesus. Like, I will never throw it down anybody's throat. But on the other side of my podcast, I'm going to say that you need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. This world needs Jesus. You know, and if you don't, then like, what the heck are you going to have hope in? What do you have faith in? You know, Jesus, I know my sin and stumbling has a price. Thank you so much for not only paying it, but for giving me the gift to live to the full, both here and forever in the family of God. Help me remember that this is true when my heart pulls me in the wrong direction, and give me the strength to hold of that gift that you've given me in moments of weakness, weariness, or sin. Amen. Amen all day, you guys. All right. Well, happy, happy Wednesday. It's hump day, you guys. We are almost to the weekend. So just keep holding on, keep fighting strong, keep pushing forward, and just remember to have faith in all things. And if you're sitting back today and you're worried about a bunch of different stuff, instead of worrying yourself sick and making your days even harder, get on your knees and pray about it, girl. Pray about it, because when you learn to put your trust in the Lord and know that whatever kind of weight that you're carrying, it's never too heavy for our God. He's got us, and he wants to help us. And if you can just go to him and be real with him and just speak what's on your heart and know that you're not being judged, Jesus loves us unconditional. It is unconditional love.
But open up to him and give him your heart today and pray about the things that are really on your mind. So anyways, you guys, I'm going to go. But if you know somebody who is going through something in life, needs a little hope, needs a little light, needs a little inspiration, needs something that they can just apply to their daily routine for a good way to start the day, please share this podcast with your family and your friends, because that is why I show up and I do this. It is not for like, you know, I'm like, basically, let's just say this. I'm not looking to have a podcast and become a millionaire. I wanted to start a podcast because I read these devotionals by myself every single day anyways. Like, this is something that I do and apply to my daily routine that has helped change my life and my perspective, my confidence in myself. It has helped me deal with some really hard times in my life. Like, these daily devotionals have just changed a lot about me. And I seen the Anchor app and I took it as an opportunity to share my voice and share the word of God and be a light for other people who don't have that. You know, even if you are just starting out with building your relationship with God, like, this is a good place to start. You know, this is a really, really good place to start. And if you're here, I'm proud of you. And I'm proud of you for trusting and just being willing to learn and pour yourself into the word of God. So share this with your family and your friends if they need it. And just remember to be excited about a new day. You get to wake up and choose, you know, are you going to have a good day today? Are you going to have a good day today? I want you to answer that to yourself. Are you going to choose to have a good day, or are you going to go about your day being worried sick about all the things that you can't control and being miserable about whatever it is, you know, maybe you hate going to work or whatever that is looks like for you. You know, you get the choice every single day to change your mindset, change your perspective, and you can wake up today and say, "You know what? I'm going to have a good day." And there's not anything or anyone or any situation or anything that's going to bring me down. Not today, Satan. All right, you guys, go be excited for a new day. And remember, your mindset matters.